Happy New Year to all my listeners. It's been a while since I've done one of these, but I thought I'd wait till after Christmas and the holiday season because everything is kind of crazy. So, but I have a lot of things that I want to talk about. I want to talk about some general stuff. I want to talk about History According to Bob in general, the new website, and a whole bunch of things for 2018. So let me kind of get started here. Holiday season was very good. It was a little different this year since my youngest daughter and our granddaughter and her husband were in Denver, but they came home for Christmas, which meant we had a very complicated Christmas. It's particularly difficult when Christmas Eve falls on Sunday because that's almost double church. You know, you get up and go to a Sunday morning service and then, oh, we've got midnight service or evening services. And then it happens again with New Year's. So everything kind of fell oddly this year. It's historical that my wife, Sherry, with her children and family, they've always had a Saturday brunch. So this year, the Saturday brunch was on the 23rd. And it's also customary, since Sherry and I have been married and dating, that the Friday before Christmas, we go to the Nelson Art Gallery for dinner, and I give her a Christmas present that is associated as a piece of jewelry, or pieces of jewelry, that are associated with where we're going on vacation in this year. Now, this year, we're going to go back to France for our fifth wedding anniversary, and fifth anniversary of our honeymoon, and then we're also going to spend a week in London. So Sherry is a big fan of William Morris. So I found all kinds of William Morris styled jewelry, and so that was a big hit. Then normally we have the orgy of presents on Christmas morning, but since Courtney and Andy and Emma were in, they didn't have, running a business in Colorado, he's got to come in and come back out. So the kids asked if we could do our gift giving on Christmas Eve. So that's what we did. So for one of the few times, we did not go to church on Christmas Eve morning. We did go to the evening service later. But so everybody came over and we opened their exchanged gifts, and that takes a while. And then we clean up, and then everybody goes to the other in-laws and does their thing. So that worked out well. We then met up this year without my mother-in-law. She passed away last February at 93. We would normally go to church with her, and all the grandchildren would show up. And that's been kind of tense the last few years. And so even Grandma wasn't happy last year. But without Grandma, since she's not too concerned about Christmas and she knows all those mysteries at this point, we decided that we would see if we could go to the RLDS Church, or the Community of Christ Church in Independence, to the Stone Church. They have a beautiful organ and they do a really nice Christmas Eve singing service. And so my children and the grandkids, we and Sherry met there and had a really nice time. And then we came home, rested a little bit, and then went off to our Greek Orthodox, Syrian Orthodox service, which started at 10 and finished at about 1 o'clock. And then we have a group banquet. So we got home about 2:30, took a nice sleep, woke up on Christmas morning, and Sherry and I then opened our presents. Santa had to reload the tree after the first gifting. And so we opened all of our stuff, and there's an old family tradition. There's a picture of me when I think I'm 5 years old, and my dad took a picture of me with what I got for Christmas. And we did that for several years when I was a little kid, and then they started doing that later. And then I would do it with my kids, and the kids then asked, the whole family has it. There's these incredible pictures of what everybody gets for Christmas. And this year was a little odd because I give Sherry a list of, she always wants to buy me some helmets and armor and stuff that I can use in class. So I always give her a list. And this year's list, everybody was out of it. Actually, she found one item. She found the musketeer sword that I'd been wanting. I'd actually tried to buy it myself, but everybody was out of it. So I still had it on my list, and she found one. So I'm thrilled. And then the helmet that I got, which is a lobster style helmet from the English Civil War or the 30 Years' War, that was back ordered 2 years ago, and it came in the springtime. So that was the helmet that I got this year. So I got lots of books, lots of good stuff to make podcasts out of, all kinds of things like that. Got some video games. I got my Mass Effect Andromeda, which I'm playing, and got something that when I was a little kid, I loved to have Mark's toys. They make the play sets where you get a couple of hundred soldiers and all kinds of stuff. And there was one that I never got, and that was the Alamo. And they have done a remake of it. And I got that for Christmas. And as the grandkid said, even Grandpa Bob got people to play with this year. So we had a nice time. And then Sherry, we ate, had dinner, had a wonderful time. So we're pretty exhausted after that. And then New Year's, we don't do anything. New Year's, we just stay at home and let the amateurs go out and go crazy. So we watched... we watched all the fireworks all over the world. And I'll have to say that Sydney, Australia's, was the finest that we watched of all of them. So that was a lot of fun. So it's out with 2017, which has been a difficult year for everybody. But we've weathered it. Hopefully 2018 will be better. And I hope that you all had a merry holiday season. Because I know I have people from around the world, from Bangladesh to China to Russia. So there's Orthodox, there's Buddhists, there's Muslims, there's Jewish people, everybody. So I always like to say a holiday season to everyone, or Happy Christmas if you're in England, where we're heading this year. So, we're in this position. Now, then we got a couple of other things here that's going on. This year, the family trip, as I said, is the fifth year anniversary of Sherry and I getting married. So we're going to go back to France, run around France a little bit, visit Besançon and Demblin. When the Demblin is the little town where some of her relatives are from, I'm going to have to drive in France just for a little bit. And then we're going to go to Rouen, see stuff with Joan of Arc. I'm going to take her to Bayeux to see the tapestry. We'll go to Chartres. She's never seen Chartres. Want to spend more time there. We go back to Paris, and we're going to take the Eurostar to London for a week. And we just missed Harry's wedding by 5 days, so it should be pretty cool. We've had our hotel reservation since August. So when they said they were getting married in May, it didn't bother me at all, because I knew we were set, okay? So we're going to see the sites. I get to see the Rosetta Stone on my own this time. And a variety of other things in London. And we're going to go outside, take some side trips. Going to go see Leeds Castle. Got to go into the inner circle of Stonehenge. And Sherry's got to see Red House. She's a William Morris person. And probably in not next year, but the year after, in 2 years, we're going to spend the month in Great Britain. So we're going to go all over. And so she'll get her fix of B&Bs, and I'll get my fix of Loch Ness and the Hadrian's Wall and all sorts of other stuff. So that's what we're doing this year. And as usual, people are going, "Aren't you afraid of the terrorists?" No, I'm concerned about any time I walk out of my house, I'm concerned that somebody's going to do something stupid, since I live in a country that has more guns per capita than any place on earth and a bunch of nutcases on top of it. But, if something happens to us, as we tell our kids when we leave, it's doing something we've always wanted to do, don't worry about it. It's been a kind of an odd year for me with the passing of my mother-in-law. I'm in charge of her estate. And so this has been relatively complicated in the fact that she had one son who is still alive, but he has Alzheimer's. He's not in good enough shape. As a matter of fact, he nearly died a week after Grandma was taken to the hospital after she fell, because he fell down the stairs. And if I hadn't come over to the house When I did, he was in kidney failure as it was when I got there. So he had to be put in an assisted living place. And the money part was easy, but the house part is a problem because the will was written that he could have the house as long as he could afford to pay all the bills and do the upkeep. Well, he couldn't do that. So one of his grandchildren, his daughter is actually his guardian now. So that delayed us selling the house. And then the house needs work on it. And I've tried to do some of it, and now we're in the process of we're fixing up the house. So this house is like this gigantic millstone around my neck. Because everybody could choose the money we wanted. I've had offers, but I wouldn't accept them. They were trying to steal the property. So hopefully by March that will be gone, because I'm spending, you know, 5 to 10 hours a week messing around with it. And then when you add 15 to 25 hours working on podcasting and things and my schoolwork, I've been running around. And there's a lot of things I've been wanting to do with the History According to Bob that I just haven't had a chance to. So hopefully this will shake out here pretty soon. So let me get to the History According to the Bob items. Okay, of course, we get the new website, which hopefully you've all been to. Sometimes people listen and they don't go anywhere. You need to go somewhere and look at it. It's not completely finished yet. One of the designers, Amber, had to have surgery, and she's getting back in shape. So that's delayed us a little bit. And we also became, they had more in my, David and Amber had more ambitious goals than I did. And so there's a blog there, and I know I haven't put a new blog up for a while. I will put a new one up. I'm working my way to that. I have a whole series of pictures because I want to put pictures up about things that I'm doing or things that I'm covering and then talk about them briefly rather than just to sit there and do, you know, my piece of this or that or the other. So that's still working along there. There'll be the souvenir piece will come in there. There'll be some other stuff as well. So some goals for 2018 for the History According to Bob. If you are not part of the Facebook page, I know I have a group section. I know when they said we need to put a Facebook page up, I said, why? I already have one. They said, no, that's a group. Okay. But there is a Facebook page, and I've been using that to put pictures up that are associated with various podcasts. And there's going to be a whole bunch of them coming up here in the next week or so to help you out with, for example, a map showing the Guyenne area of France. Actually, it'll be a nice map showing not only Guyenne, but it'll show the area where the fighting takes place in the first part of the Hundred Years' War. And then we'll go with another one a little bit later on. So I'll be adding some stuff along those lines that will come in. But if you're not part of the Facebook page, please make sure you become part of the Facebook page so you can see that. That is also where you can become part of the newsletter. I haven't sent out a newsletter in December. I sent out one in November with a deal. It was a 2-for-1 on CDs, and nobody took me up on it at that time, which is kind of odd. But anyway, that's it. So there's a variety of things that will be going on there. So let's start with this. Now, you may have noticed this on the new podcasts. I was not aware of the fact, because you know, I record, and then I do a quick scan to see where I coughed or where I got a section I have to remove, but I don't pay too much attention to some of the other material. And then I went through a period where I have a upper respiratory infection, and it felt like when I listened to one of the shows, like I had COPD. And so I've been going back, editing out some of the points where I take a breath. I won't do it here because this would take forever. But what happened is I have a new desk. I have a much bigger desk, and I'm getting ready to completely revamp my library, add 10 more major bookcases and remove some of these smaller ones and have some stuff. But anyway, as a result, I have my equipment set differently. And this microphone that I've been using, I had it set at the regular distance. I mean, it's way too powerful. I mean, I have it set almost 2 feet away from me, and it still picks up my breathing as if I'm on a respirator. But, you know, I get the hang of it, work it out here. So that's what you're going to be seeing there. Okay, now, one of the things that I want to work on this year, one of my goals this year is to completely edit all of the CDs. In other words, to go through all the CDs and remove my mantra. Don't forget, come by the website, etc., and so on. That I understand that's annoying when you hear it 40 times. I will not remove the sources for each of those podcasts, even though they tend to be repetitious as well. I think those need to be there. But it's my intention to edit all of those CDs. And one of the things that we can do, and I know there are some of you out there who have not bought some CDs because you want them edited. I'll tell you what. If you simply, when you order a CD, if you mark on where it says comment, could I please have this edited? I will edit that CD, okay? Instead of waiting its turn, and who knows when its turn is, the motivation of getting paid will get me to edit it as quickly as I possibly can. Now, that may mean that you're not going to, there's going to be a little longer wait for the CD or the if it comes in on a USB to that point. But I'm willing to do that to speed up the process. Now, it doesn't mean that if you're going to order one. I mean, if you ordered, let's say, the American Civil War, that's, I believe, 7 CDs. That's probably going to take me a couple of days to do, but I will go ahead and edit those. So just make sure that if that's what you would like to have, there's CDs on there that have not been edited, then simply say, please edit my CDs. No extra charge, same price, no problem. Okay? So that should help out a little bit. We are also working towards making it so that you can just electronically download the CDs. The issue we have with that is it requires them to be in a secure space and accessible and all sorts of stuff, and that's going to be a monetary issue. And so at this point, we're looking into it, moving towards it, but that may not happen this year. But we are moving that way. I know that's the way. I know most people don't have a CD thing, but I've assumed that if you want yours put on the USB, I mean, I will use if you buy 2 CDs. I will still go ahead and put them on a USB. Just tell me you want them put on a USB. I think they actually, the way the new site is set up, that you can tell me that that's what you want. I will spend a little extra money to make that work for you, okay? But I always use the term CD, and I know everybody uses the downloads and stuff like that. So anyway, that's what we're trying to fix that. I'm hoping to start doing some videos of places that Sherry and I have been, what I refer to as the traveling professors. And I have one that I'm going to experiment with hopefully this next week, and then try to start turning those out, because I can take you on a complete tour of Troy, Mycenae, almost every site in the ancient world except Egypt. I'm going to try and go next year if somebody doesn't do anything stupid, for heaven's sakes. But, I want to play with those, so we're going to try to do those. And at this point, I will only put a few of those up, and those will be downloadable probably at some point for a price of some sort, so that I don't put all that work in and they just completely evaporate somewhere. Let's see. The other thing is speaking events. I've already booked my first speaking event. So for those of you who are interested, many times I'll have people say, "Wow, I wish I could spend some time with you." Well, on October the 6th, 2018, that is a Saturday, October the 6th, 2018, spend the day with Professor Bob and Professor Sherry. This will run from 8:30 in the morning until 4:30 in the afternoon. Now, it's in conjunction with our church, our Orthodox Church Ethnic Festival. What we're going to do is, I have one of the rooms in the church, and I can put 40 people in there. And I've invited the first 40 people to sign up will get a chance to come in. And what I will do is, this will be a PowerPoint tour and discussion. We'll start at 8:30 in the morning to 9:30. That will be Troy. We'll wander around Troy, talk about it. 9:30 to 10:30, Mycenae. So as you can see, we're doing a Bronze Age situation. From 10:30 to 11:30, Knossos on the island of Crete. And then we'll have lunch from 11:30 to 12:30, and you can sample the wonderful ethnic food. We have Middle Eastern food. We have a wonderful Romanian cook. And we'll have some Russian dishes and some other dishes. It's usually really, really, really good. That will be at your own cost, though. That's not part of the deal. Then the afternoon, from 12:30 to 1:30, we'll tour the sites of Constantinople. So we'll go in the Hagia Sophia and the Sistern and the Church of Coria, and then we'll wander around the walls of the city. From 1:30 to 2:30, a tour of Rhodes. It's the ancient and medieval city. We went to Rhodes this year, and the medieval fortifications are spectacular. And then 2:30 to 4:30, a tour of Bethlehem and Jerusalem. So we'll be in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre and the Wailing Wall and all sorts of stuff there. And then we'll finish up at 3:30 to 4:30 with a tour of Athens, the Acropolis, and its Agora. Now you say, "Why are you quitting at 4:30? Well, after all this time, I'm probably exhausted. But we do Vespers at 4:45. Father won't let us do anything during that time period. Now, you're welcome to stay for Vespers if you want to. If you don't have to, you can just sit outside in the car. The festival goes on for a while. And as a matter of fact, if people wanted to stay around and just, you know, ask questions and chit-chat and whatever, or we could go further on, you can stay as long as you want. Now, the cost for this, the whole day, there's only room for 40, is $25. So for $25, you can come and have a whole day with Professor Bob and Professor Sherry as we tour these sites and talk about the history of this time period. I will be donating the entire amount of money to the church fundraiser. Okay, so I will not make a penny off of it. In addition, the one thing that I can do also is, for any of you that show up, of the 40 people who are there, if you want to buy a CD, or you want to buy a topic, you know, you want to buy a show, I'll have my computer and you can bring me a USB and I'll load it with whatever you want, and I will charge $10 and I will split the cost between the church and myself. So I'll make a little bit off of that. And some people, I think fill 40 up pretty quickly. But if there are gaps, then for $5 a session, you can come in. Now, I know this is on October the 6th, and it's 2018, and I don't expect anybody to send me a check for $25 for this event. But if you are interested in coming, it would really be nice to send me a notification, send me either a little email through the website or my personal Facebook page or whatever. Tell me that you're interested in doing that. And then I'll put you on a list and then give you updates as we go along. So that way, if I get 40 people who are ready to go and I've got 10 extras, as we get closer, we'll reach a point probably in the summer where I would ask for a monetary, you know, buy your ticket, if you will. So that's something that I'm going to try. I'd like to see how it works out. I'm also this spring going to try to do some recording of some material, topical material, either with slides or on how to teach, that I'm going to record, but I'm going to open up to the students at the college to come in, or the professors or whoever wants to come in, just to listen and do some other stuff, because I'd kind of like to do some speaking engagements along the line, because I'm actually a lot better chit-chatting around. It's just shutting me up that's always the problem. So that's the issue we have here. And so that's a day with Professor Bob. And then we have an issue that is, you know, it's always a money issue. Last year was, we completely redid the website. I had to buy new computer, new software. I'm so tired of learning new software and all sorts of other stuff. So for the first time, we actually did not take in enough money to make everything work. So it came out of the professor's pocket this time. Not much, but enough. And I was really disappointed when usually I have a lot of people who purchase material in October, November, and December, and that was almost non-existent. So I don't know what the issue was. I think the site is easier to navigate around. There's just a lot more there, but it is an issue. So I've got a couple of things that I want to express to you, and you know, there's reward involved. The new system for donating does have a structure in it, because I have several people who've already done this, that they've put in an amount for the whole year, and then it's divided up. There's a monthly setup. For example, one person said, you know, they're going to donate $60 to me this year, and then they'll pay me $5 a month. And it would be really nice to have a consistent flow. It would be nice if I had 100 people that would be willing to donate, you know, $3, $4, $5 a month, and it's done that way. Now, in the past, people who have donated lump sums. And so what I'm doing now is this. Here's how it works. If you put in to donate monthly of the $5 a month, I will give you two free CDs of your choice. Okay, one, you'd get one in July, and then one at Christmas time. So you could pick an old one out, and then probably a new one. Now, if you want to donate a full amount, okay? Now, if you want to just donate money, then it goes like this. For $50, you get one free CD. For $75, you get two free CDs. For $100, you get three free CDs. And if you donate $200 or more, you get one of the deals free. And that's postage paid and the whole business. And that really helps support. Everything is usually, you know, in a support fashion. And I know this is a problem with everybody. Everybody's always trying to figure out how to make enough money to keep everything going. Okay, I think this is a pretty minimal amount of money, but this should allow me to function as I normally have and upgrade the website in the fashion I've normally done it. Now, I'm trying to avoid going to a subscription, but that if this doesn't work out, that's going to happen at some point along the line. So anybody who, and I kept track of everybody from last year, because we were thinking about doing it this year, but opted not to. So anybody who contributes to the cause in the form of a donation, or for that matter, buys a CD, I have a master list of you, and if we go to subscription, you would get your first year for free. And the subscription would then, we'll worry about that, but there's all sorts of stuff you would be able to probably look through individual shows and all sorts of things like that. So I wanted to talk about kind of increasing the support a little bit so it would make it a little bit easier. And the people who have supported me over the years, I thank you very much. It's been gratifying. And unfortunately, we have to continue moving on. I did have one person one time when I did something like this go, well, you go on a vacation. You don't need to go on a vacation. You could use that money to put it into the website. And it's like, you know what? When you don't pay anything for something, you think that you can just tell somebody what to do. That's just kind of nutty. You know, I've had people who go, well, you know, why aren't you here? Why aren't you there? Why don't you put it so it's easier to get? I think it's pretty easy to get now. You got to put a little effort out. But we've done a lot this year. I'd like to do some more. Obviously, we've got series that are going to be on for a little while. When the Seleucids are over, I will go back and do the Ptolemaic dynasties and those individuals. And probably when we get up to the end of the period, well, get up to the beginning of the triumvirate, I'm going to probably go back and do a series on Crassus, as I did on Julius Caesar, and a series on Pompey, as I did on Julius Caesar. So we'll have all of the big boys, their whole background. Because I really enjoyed doing Caesar, and my family did a really good job. I gave them a list of books that I'm interested in, and so I'm Crassused up as well as Pompeyed up. So anyway, I'd like to thank you for your support over the years, and I believe next year will be my 15th anniversary, if I'm not mistaken, 18 and the 19, somewhere along in there. I don't know, but it's been a long time. We're up to around 3,500 shows at this particular point, over 100 topical CDs. And at any rate, thank you very much, and keep listening.